We all have a dream vacation, but we settle for an economic reality vacation. This week, NPR will bridge that gap by hunting down cheap thrills around the nation. We've assigned reporters to consider some classic holiday trips and then design their own frugal version. NPR's Robert Smith wanted to take his family to see The Little Mermaid on Broadway. When he saw the price, he loaded up his Honda Civic and headed to the drive-in instead.
Since my assignment is to go to a drive-in movie theater on the cheap, I've got bad news for the family. Somebody's got to get in the trunk. Any volunteers?
No. No.
No, thanks.
I guess it's me.
Oh, wait.
Watch your head.
I only last 2 minutes. Turns out I'm not that cheap.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. We gotta try plan B. Honesty.
How many?
Two adults and two kids.
That'll be $20.
$20, there you go. Now I feel bad for trying to cheat the nice folks at the Cumberland Drive-In. The giant screen is tucked into the cornfields just outside of Newville, Pennsylvania, and it vibes nostalgia. The playground at the base of the screen, the snack bar, even the old-timey announcements.
Good evening, folks, and a hearty welcome to our drive-in theater. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide several hours of pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family.
Too late. My daughters are already asleep in the back seat. But that's one of the beauties of a cheap thrill. If I'd paid the $121 per seat for The Little Mermaid on Broadway, I'd be prying those cute little eyes open right now. As it is, I can tilt the seat back and chill.
Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are.
Big Voice Dude isn't kidding around. The drive-in is all about recreating your home in a parking lot. People have brought recliners and tiki torches. Katie Fike is setting up a stereo system.
And the speakers even detach for surround sound, too.
This is essential, she says, because the first film is Harry Potter. And since it's a long movie, Roxanne Dennis has come prepared.
We brought fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, lunch meat and rolls. We brought bananas and grapes. We brought three different kinds of cookies.
You see, the drive-in isn't about being passively entertained.
And we brought cheese curls.
You make your own fun here.
Goldfish and pretzels and peanuts.
Take a look around. Some boys are playing football under the big screen. Teenagers are hogging the swing set, fireflies blinking in the trees. Harry Potter is almost an afterthought.
Merlin's beard! No need to disfigure me, Elvis.
To tell you the truth, I have no idea what's going on in this movie. But that's not a problem at the drive-in, because you can always just wander over to the snack bar and peek into the projection booth. Jay Mowry is there. His father built this place in 1952, and he shows me the big spinning reel of film. It's the size of a truck tire.
It comes in big canisters, weighs a ton.
Do any horrible, unethical people ever try and sneak in the trunk? Does that ever happen, really?
Oh, yes. It happens probably every night.
But Mowry tells me a secret. The movie companies take in such a large percentage of the ticket price that it almost doesn't matter if people sneak in, as long as they spend their money at the concession stand. So, as a penance, I force myself to get a pulled pork sandwich, hot dog, french fries, and large soda.
$10.
I will enjoy my delicious punishment back at the car. Well, it's almost midnight and we're well into the second feature. My family's asleep. And we've spent about $30 for the entire evening. I did the math during the intermission and it turns out it's about 12 cents a minute. Not bad. In fact, I saved so much money, I can sneak out of here early. At the Cumberland Drive-In in Newville, Pennsylvania, I'm Robert Smith, NPR News.
Later today on All Things Considered, passing on the dream cruise for a low-cost float down the river. Tell us about your favorite summer haunts at our new website, npr.org.